Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WAOK. In honor of Women's History Month, News and Talk 1380 WAOK presents a special edition of the Sister Soul Talk series, celebrating African American women trailblazers and their accomplishments.
Oh yeah, welcome black to the show. It's your brother, Dr. F. Keith Slaughter, broadcasting live on News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community, as we continue with our Sister Soul Talk series. Man, this show is just huge. Dr. Jackie Charles on my black line, and shucks, man, in the studio with me, a sister who...
Hey!
hold on, Doc. In the sister, all right, here we go. In the studio with me, a sister originally from Valdosta, Georgia, and she is the founder and president of a national book club entitled Circle of Friends 2. She's the past owner of a wonderful literary magazine, Booking Matters, which highlighted and featured African-American authors and businesses nationwide. She's actually made two past appearances on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and now she's finally made it to the big time. She's on the movement. ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, put your hands together with my dear sister, Shonda Brown. That was a joke, Shonda. You didn't get it.
I was signing my book.
Okay, yes. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good morning.
You made
good
it to
morning.
The big time. You're on the move, man.
I'm trying. I'm doing my best.
Oh, man. So welcome.
Thank you.
You're here for the Sister Soul Talk series, so I got a series of questions that I need to just get right into.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. And say hey to... Dr. Jackie Charles. She's virtually in the chair.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm in the room of such elegance. You on Oprah, and now you on the best show around.
Yes.
See that?
Yes.
That's what I was talking about right now.
I'm honored to be here.
I am glad that you are here, sister. So, as relates to, and I don't know that publishing is a male-dominated business, but I guess it is. Have you experienced any challenges in your business environment working as an author and as a publisher of books?
I don't know if I would call it a challenge, but I would call it just having to do what you need to do to make things happen. Mm-hmm. In the publishing industry.
I hear you. What hardships have you faced and overcome in your professional life?
Balancing life, work, family.
Because you're a mother of
two grown children.
Two grown.
And, Courtney and Lamonte.
And one thing that I have discovered as the father of four adult children, that just because they're adults don't mean that they ain't children.
That's right.
and they don't go nowhere.
That's right.
They kind of hang around. And
that's
stuff.
Right.
And they
that's
still
right.
be needing you to do stuff and get them money and stuff. And it's just crazy. Anyway, you know I ain't lying.
He's having a flashback moment.
I'm having a real life right now moment.
Okay.
I got somebody who, man, I'll tell y'all about this later. So what do you consider a necessary strength for women to be successful in this industry?
There's a quote that I absolutely love: to thine own self be true.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe wholeheartedly that everything we need to be successful, God already put it in us.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to work it. Can't be lazy. Can't wait for people to give it to you. You got to do the research.
Mm-hmm.
I published both of my books, Do Something New and Don't Ignore the Signs. And I did all of the work up to and including finding designers for the cover,
mm-hmm.
Researching book printers. I did it all. I didn't wait for anybody to give me the information.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have the world at our fingertips with the internet. Mm-hmm. So you just got to do the work.
Go get it.
Got to go get
it. Get out and get something.
That's right.
I ain't mad about it. That's in the industry. I want to talk to you about. I'll ask you about starting your business and becoming an entrepreneur.
Okay.
So, what are the first steps of starting a business and building your brand?
The first thing I would say is to make sure you're surrounded by people who believe in your vision and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily, you know, people to. Of course, you want people to believe in your dreams to the point of helping you out financially if help is needed.
Mm-hmm.
But making sure you surround yourself with people who bring out the best in you, people that are going to tell you the truth
mm-hmm.
when you get going left field.
Mm-hmm.
that's
important.
It is.
Very important, yeah.
It is. And make sure your circle is safe. You mm-hmm. know, you don't have to have a whole lot of people around you, but the people that are around you in business, they need to be solid
mm-hmm.
and loyal to the dreams and goals and visions that you're pursuing.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So what one characteristic do you believe that an entrepreneur should possess?
One of many is just staying true to who you are
mm-hmm.
and not trying to mimic somebody else's dream, but staying true to the gifts and the talents that God instilled in you. Just staying true to your calling.
Mm.
I posted something on social media the other day that said some people wake up to an alarm clock and some people wake up to a calling. Mm-hmm. And I believe that I wake up every day to a calling. I want to, my books are considered in the industry, self-help type books. I always mm-hmm. want to encourage people to be their best, do your best, see the glass half full versus half mm-hmm. empty.
Yeah, you know, I say, when I get up in the morning, because I was having a conversation with my baby boy who is about to graduate today, in a couple of weeks, a couple of months. And I said, he was saying, yeah. I was like, man, it's going to be over in a couple of months and you ain't had to, you know, go to high school anymore. He's like, yeah, but I got to go to college. You know, I got him, so I still got to do it. I was like, ho. No, you got to go to high school. You get to go to college.
Right.
Okay, and so that's what I say when I get up in the morning now. I get to go to work.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I got to go. I get to go. It's
that's
not
right.
something that you guaranteed. It's something that if it's a calling.
That's right.
It motivates you
that's right.
to do the work that's in front of
right.
you. And it's some work in front of you every day.
That's right. And it gives you the push and the, you know, and the inspiration to do what you need to do to make your dreams and goals happen.
No
Can't
doubt.
Say that enough. You know, you just got to stay true to your calling. And
yes.
you know what your calling is. You
right.
know what you're good at.
And you know, and some people, just because, I mean, you write books to help people. Some people are not absolutely clear about their calling and can stand some help. But once you get focused
That's
and
right.
Get like a Dr. William T. Perkins used to say, get eagle eye focused
mm-hmm.
on what it is that you are called to do, then you know what the other call is. You call to get up, get out, and get it.
That's
then.
Right.
No
That's
doubt.
Right. You got to make it do what it do.
No doubt. So what is one mistake that you see entrepreneurs making more frequently than others?
Trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Hmm.
Trying to keep up with other people. Trying to, you know, trying to ball on a on a McDonald's budget.
Yeah, right.
Just trying to do things that are outside. One of the things in my book, my new book, Don't Ignore the Signs, is stay in your lane.
Mm.
And for me, when you see that sign on the highway, what does it really mean? Stay in your lane. Do what God gifted you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have your own dreams and goals. You don't have to, if when you get out of your lane,
it's
chances
dangerous.
Are
it's
you
dangerous for
cause
everybody.
An accident.
Yeah.
Right.
It's dangerous
you're
for everybody.
You're going to get a citation. Stay in your lane. Do what you're called to do. If you're in the church and you know you're a good usher, a good gatekeeper, that's what you need to do. Don't try to sing in the choir if you know that's not your gift and talent. Amen.
Ashe, I feel you. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with our dear sister and the author and publisher and branding expert, Shonda Brown. All right, we'll be back when we get back with more of this thing called The Movement. Stay tuned. We're at the bottom of the hour. No place to go from here, but to the top. We're doing that together. It's Black Talk the Hard Way on The Movement with Dr. F. Keith Slaughter, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Baby.
I like that part right there. That's my favorite part of the whole song. What you say? 404-892-2703. In the studio, Shonda Brown, author of the book Do Something New. And a new book, Don't Ignore the Signs. You know, my uncle, man, Uncle Dutt, he used to say, boy, do something, even if it's wrong.
Right.
don't just sit there.
Do something,
even if it's wrong, son. 4-4-8-9-2-2-7-0-3. Dr. Jackie Charles virtually up in here with us this morning and rolling on Women's World Wednesday. It's a season of sisters, man, and sisters just been toting the show, putting it on their back and carrying it through the city and all over the country and all over the world.
It's raining women.
It's raining women.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. Women's. I like women's. Oh, Lord. 404-892-2703. I am out of my mind. Let's deal with a couple of more of these questions for this Soul Sisters situation. So, as an entrepreneur, what challenges did you face starting out, and what challenges do you face currently?
Challenges starting out was gathering a team, handpicking the team to help me with the vision. Wouldn't necessarily call it a challenge, but it was taxing in that you got to make sure everybody that's on your team believes in your vision. And I started from scratch. You know, like you said in the intro, I am the past owner of a wonderful literary magazine, which may come back soon, called Booking Matters. And you had to have the right people on your team. So that was, you know, like I said, not necessarily a challenge, but taxing, something that took much prayer and wisdom. And then a challenge for today is just staying true to, you know, making sure the resources are in place. Again, can't say enough. You got to be surrounded by the right people. You got to believe in yourself. Stay true to who you are. My mom taught me to be, you know, be Shonda. God made one of me. And so, you know, going forward, and I mean the inspiration behind the books and what I do to inspire and motivate others comes from my upbringing, my mom. She's deceased now, but she put a lot in me. And I've always been, you know, outgoing and a go-getter and an inspirational person. And so try not to really call them challenges, but things that force you to grow.
What was your growing edges that brings out the growing edges and identifying them and pushing behind them. So you know, and I know, we're living in a digital age now. What are some of the positive and negative impacts that this new age has had on your business?
Well, with the magazine, when Booking Matters was alive, it was all print. Now, if it comes back, it will definitely have to be a publication that'll be available, of course, on the internet, because everything, again, is at your fingertips. Everything is digital now. I'm even considering making both of my books and the books that I write after the first two books, e-books. because everyone is, I mean, social media, you know, it's the way of life now.
Yeah, e-books and audio books and all that. I mean, and all of that stuff is out there, and it's all available, and you can make it happen, and you can make it do it. I had a sister to come through. Her name is Desiree Lee, and she's an author and a publisher. And she's like, man, she hit it on every she got this one book, and she's been bumping it for about 5 years. She got 10 books, but, you know, she got this one that she's been bumping, and she hits it on every platform, paperback, hardback, digital, e-book, audio book.
Yeah, you have to.
Then create a workbook to go with the book. And,
that's right.
You know,
I mean,
like, just
you have
do
to.
All that. And you can do most of it quite inexpensively if you know how to go out and get it.
Absolutely.
And make it
happen. Just have to do your research.
Yeah.
And then what I do as a writer now, like every day, I do something that speaks to my books. Something on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, of course. Every day I'm doing something to promote my books.
And you're pushing Shonda Brown.
That's right.
Because you your product.
I'm Shonda Brown, and I came to get down.
I know, and you don't mess around. I feel you. I ain't mad with you. All right, let's go into the lightning round.
Okay.
All right. One word answers to this question. These questions. One word, Shonda Brown.
One word.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let go. What motivates you to do what you do?
Faith.
Where does your passion come from?
My mom.
What are you most afraid of?
Betrayal.
What one word best sums up you and your vision?
One word. Inspirational.
Inspirational. What and who inspires you with awe?
My children.
That's beautiful. You know what? And what I'm commending you on is having a different answer than everybody else for what you're most afraid of. I mean, to the person, everyone has said that they were most afraid of failure. But you are honest to say that what you're most afraid of is betrayal. Obviously. Because that was, you've experienced it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think all of us have. We don't like to give others the credit for sinking some of our ships, but some folks, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And betrayal can throw a business off. It can actually destroy relationships, and it can be real hurtful for leaders and entrepreneurs and persons who do business and shucks just trying to live life. And I love the one word that you've said more than any other word in this studio today has been truth.
That's right.
And being true. And I appreciate that, and I feel that. That's exactly what I want to be. I want to try to be true.
Yeah.
True to the game, true to myself.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And true to people who down with me.
That's right.
And I'm down with you.
All right.
And I'm true to you, Shonda Brown.
Okay. Thank you. Right. Well, let me close myself out.
Yeah.
If
close
you want something
thank you.
You never had, you got to do something new. Your life is speaking. Don't ignore the signs.
I know that's right. How can people get at you on social media?
Social media, on Facebook, it's just my name, Shonda Brown. And on Twitter,
that's S-H-U-N-D-A,
Shonda Brown.
Came
to get that. And then on Twitter and Instagram, it is the letters O-I-C and the word now, as in, oh, I see now.
Ah, I see.
O-I-C now.
Hit me up.
And I do want to mention that my books are available on Amazon.
Yes.
They are also in the Atlanta airport.
Most recently,
they are logged and can be checked out of the DeKalb County Library System. So I'm very proud. I'm here to stay.
Amen.
Next book
you.
Coming this summer. I'm excited. Thank you so
and
much
that was
for
to help
having
people
me.
With grief, right? Coming
yes.
Up in the summer.
That's my grief book
looking
called What They Leave Behind.
Looking forward to it.
Yes.
And we'll have you back for that.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Dr. Charles.
All right, then.
Thank
Dr. Charles.
You. Welcome for coming on board.
Thank you.
No doubt. All right, then. We'll be back in a minute with more. Thank you, Dr. Jackie Charles, but thank you, author Shonda Brown, for getting down.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, my sister.
I had a great time.
Thank you. I'm glad you're here. All right. I see y'all on the other side of the break on the radio. We're coming back for the final segment of this, another episode of this thing called The Movement. Black Talk, The Hard Way. Movement. News Talk 1380. WAOK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.